A sour economy causes some Americans to cut back on technology spending. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Megan Wiseman feels like she probably should buy a video game console or two, plus a handful of games. She works as a technical writer for a video game company and needs to stay on top of the industry. But with the stock market plunging, job losses increasing, and the threat of greater inflation, she's resisting. The Raleigh, North Carolina resident also dumped her cell phone plan in favor of a cheaper pay-as-you-go phone.
I noticed I wasn't really using all of my minutes, and it was getting kind of expensive. And I kind of miss having a gadgety phone, and I've been kind of trying to think of how I can work that back into my budget, but it just hasn't really been possible. So, you know, I don't have a phone that has a camera or, you know, any cool music player or any of the nifty gadgets that a lot of my friends have on their phones.
It's not just the cell phone. Wiseman's saving money on television.
I used to have digital cable, and that was another really nifty, having DVR and nifty technology where you can record and fast forward and back up, and I just couldn't afford that. So I just have plain old basic cable.
Wiseman and other members of the American Public Media Public Insight Network recently responded to a questionnaire about how the economy is forcing them to change their technology spending habits. Derek Hansel, who staffs a technology help desk at a biotech firm in Clinton, New Jersey, says his tech spending has fallen by the wayside. If it weren't for the bleak economic outlook, Hansel says he might now be the proud owner of a 3G iPhone and a new computer graphics card.
Splurging on technology was something that I did readily even a couple of years ago. I would see a new video game title come out, or I would see, there's a hard drive out there that's really heavily discounted, and I'll go ahead and pick that up because it's a great deal. Those kinds of things just aren't happening anymore. I mean, it's mostly those impulse tech buys. I'm planning what I'm going to buy a lot more than I used to.
Hansel is even cutting back on small purchases, like 99-cent songs from iTunes. Ellen Crane, a homeschooling mom from Hudson, Wisconsin, feels like she needs to save money to soften the blow of a deep recession, so she's nixing any new cell phone and found a creative solution to the recent demise of her DirecTV satellite receiver.
I ended up calling up my parents, who had had the same satellite service and had switched over to cable, and they shipped me their old box that had been sitting in the basement. So we've upgraded to my parents' hand-me-downs.
An urgency to spend money before it's gone prompted Anna B. Scott, an assistant professor of dance history and theory, to requisition a much-needed external hard drive from her school, the University of California, Riverside. She's afraid her budget is about to dry up.
Since the economy is tanking, it hasn't quite hit the legislature as hard yet here in California, so I needed to make purchases. So I just went ahead and found an external drive that came in under $250, and I'm going to use some of my research funds to get that.
Not everyone is cutting back on technology, of course. Some people told us they're vetoing other household budget items to protect their need for tech. To learn more about American Public Media's Public Insight Network, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.